This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel is pounding targets in the southern Gaza Strip Saturday, intensifying a renewed offensive after a week-long truce with Hamas and giving rise to renewed concerns about civilian casualties. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Gaza's health ministry says hundreds of Palestinians have been killed since the fighting resumed Friday morning, even as the United States urged ally Israel to do everything possible to protect civilians. Israel's attacks Saturday focused on the Khan Yunis area in southern Gaza, where the military dropped leaflets warning residents to leave just the day before. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Director General of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Robert Mardini, said Saturday the resumption of fighting in the Gaza Strip has been intense and put on pressure on people ahead, people already under a tremendous strain. Speaking to the Reuters News Service on the sidelines of the UN Climate Summit in Dubai, Mardini said they do not have precise reports, but he knows the situation is bad.
Well, we don't have precise reports, but what I can say is the resumption of fighting was intense again. And of course, it's a new layer of destruction coming on top of massive and unparalleled destruction of critical infrastructure, of civilian houses and neighborhoods.
Mardini described the situation in Gaza as in shambles and a rubble. He said the Red Cross had 130 staff working in the coastal strip. Munich's airport canceled all flights for the day Saturday after a winter storm dumped snow across southern Germany and parts of Austria and Switzerland, affecting travel across the region. Trains to and from Munich's central station were also halted. Germany's national railway advised passengers